This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. How can I grow? Asked the young professional woman. It's a key question to be considered when developing a career. Today, that young woman's career involves growing trees, fruits, vegetables, and flowers while growing her skills and her family's business. It's today's Kansas Profile. Scott Howe and family are owners and operators of Fall Color Farms and Creekside at Riley, near where Scott was raised. I've made it 3/4 of a mile from where I grew up, Scott said with a smile. He came back to the area after studying horticulture at K-State and working for Blueville Nursery. In 1993, he founded Howe Landscape with an associated tree farm which served as a nursery for landscape trees. In 2016, the landscape business was sold and Howe went full scale into the tree farm business. Howe has 4 children, twins Maya and Corey, and sons Lane and Wyatt. Maya also studied horticulture at K-State. She worked at Depot Market in Cortland and then Geringer's Family Farm in Edgerton, learning about fruit and vegetable production and agritourism. Maya decided to come back home to start a U-Pick apple orchard and market under the guidance and partnership of her father. Her brother Lane is now field manager, and Wyatt is a local mechanic. Scott's wife Rose manages the office and helps with the store. Corey works at a hospital in Wisconsin. The Howes needed a name for their new enterprise near Riley. I made a list of names and Googled each one until I found a cool name with a domain available, Scott said. The name which stuck, appropriate for a tree farm with pretty fall foliage, was Fall Color Farm. Fall Color Farm has gone from growing just over 1,000 trees per year on 23 acres to growing upwards of 12,000 trees per year on 200 plus acres. Quality is a priority. We replenish trees every year and use fiberglass stakes and specialized rubber bands to help the trees grow correctly, Howe said. We have 4 guys that prune trees all summer long every day, he said. The business has diversified. In July 2025, the Howes opened Creekside at Fall Color Farms in a new facility adjacent to the tree farm nestled along Wildcat Creek. Our new space serves 3 purposes, Maya said. First, it's to market our fresh produce from our own fields plus jars of products we are adding. Second, it's for logistics, such as offices and our packing room. And third, for entertainment, she said. The market has a beautiful brick, wood-fired pizza oven and an open-air pavilion which is available for rent for special events. There is also space for kids' activities. We're most excited for the U-Pick apple operation, Maya said. We'll have 17 different varieties to choose from in the fall, she said. Fresh-made cider donuts and blueberry donuts will be fall treats. Other activities are planned for spring and summer. We can have hard cider hangouts, craft beer events, and live music nights, Maya said. Depending on the season, Creekside will offer cut flowers such as zinnias and sunflowers. It's impressive to find such a diverse operation near the rural community of Riley, population 938 people. Now that's rural. Why do all this? For Maya, it's about personal development and serving others. I want to challenge myself. How can I grow? She said. I want to be a positive influence, working side by side with family and members of the community, she said. From a business standpoint, I appreciate the diversity of the revenue opportunities, but we really need to have fun, Scott said. He reflected on a woman who came and got flowers. We did a little something to help make that lady's day better, she said. There's enjoyment in watching other people have fun, and that helps prevent burnout, he said. For more information, see www.fallcolorfarms.com. How can I grow? It's a key question for a young professional and for a small business owner. We commend Scott and Rose, Maya and Lane Howe for making a difference with horticultural entrepreneurship. It's great to see how this has grown. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.